I guess the overriding question, the Prime Minister has to make a case, as Justin Trudeau says, does Canada really have much of a choice here, and what kind of a decision does the Prime Minister face given the relationship with the U.S.?
Yeah, I think the answer is fairly obvious. You know, we are members of alliances around the world, and whether it's in the Asia-Pacific or Europe or whatever, most Canadians think NATO is probably our most important alliance. But that's not the case. Our most important alliance is with the United States. I mean, if we get in trouble here, and I doubt if we will, at some time in the future, no European country that I'm aware of is going to rush over here and give us a hand, but certainly the Americans will. So it's important to maintain that alliance. It's a bit embarrassing to be asked and be one of the last to respond, so I'm a little embarrassed at the slowness of the response, but I think the result is inevitable that we will contribute.
And it will be air power only, presumably.
I'm not sure of that, because air power is not terribly effective in Syria right now, because there is nobody on the ground with the capability to vector our people in and identify targets. And I'm not suggesting that we're going to be bombing in Syria, but certainly we're going to be in the neighborhood. In Iraq, with our people on the ground and other nations' people on the ground actually identifying targets, and air becomes much more effective. It's not the final solution, but it makes a major contribution. So I wouldn't be surprised that we will maintain or increase the number of folks we have on the ground.
But you make a good point there. Is the decision the Prime Minister has before him whether or not to participate over the country of Syria as opposed to Iraq? And what is the political difference, I suppose?
Well, considering that what's going on in Syria is a breach of international law and UN charter, then I imagine he'll step very carefully on that. There are very, very few strikes going on in Syria. I think last week, if I remember correctly, there were like 40 as opposed to a couple of hundred in Iraq. And now compare that with about 600 a day during the Kosovo-Serbia conflict. Not that I agree with what was going on at the time, and still don't, but nevertheless, those were the number of sorties. So there's no shock and awe going on here. It's a very, very limited number of airstrikes, which unfortunately the Kurdish forces in northern Iraq up against the Turkish border, etc., are suffering the lack of actual Allied airstrikes.
Which leads me to a final question to you as a retired general. How much difference can airstrikes make against the aggression of ISIS?
Well, I'm glad you asked against the aggression and the expanding of the area and taking over new areas, because that's where air power can be a major contributor to the defenders on the ground, in this case, the Peshmerga, the Kurdish forces. And that doesn't seem to be happening all that well in northern Iraq. But nevertheless, if you go on the offense, then it's very ineffective, because you're flying around in a very expensive aircraft with very expensive munitions looking for a Humvee, or the so-called control centers, which could be a table and a telephone on the ground. Not a very efficient way of dealing with it at all. And once you do dust up a target, then there's nobody there to secure the area. So, your opposition just moves back in.
Might we expect the Prime Minister to detail how long a mission would be launched and what an end game would be? Is that the kind of detail he'd be expected tomorrow to contribute?
Could well be expected, but I doubt if he'll put a time limit on it. It drives me crazy as an ex-military guy that we announce ahead of time what we're going to do and in fact when what we're going to do is going to end. It's like Eisenhower, phoning over to Hitler's staff and saying, we're coming ashore in Normandy in a couple of days, but we're only going to stay for a couple of months and then we're coming home. It's just absolutely stupid to announce timings on these things. Because, as you know, the old line out of Afghanistan was the Taliban said, you guys have the watches, we have the time.
Thank you.
Take care, John.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.